Earlier this month, FBI agents descended on the home and offices of powerful Electricians Union leader John Dougherty and on his ally, City Council Majority Leader Bobby Heenan. And last week, it emerged that investigators subpoenaed the campaign finance records of Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney as part of that probe. WHYY's Dave Davies has this look at the political impact as Dougherty and Kenney are drawing unwanted scrutiny.
Let's begin with Mayor Kenney, who was off to a strong start in his first year, getting a controversial soda tax passed and new initiatives approved. He's not known to be a target of the investigation. His office wasn't raided, and he hasn't retained a personal attorney, which anybody in serious legal jeopardy would. But the raid on Dougherty, arguably the mayor's strongest supporter, and the Fed's interest in his campaign records does cast a shadow. Is he weakened? One measure is how Kenney's viewed in Harrisburg, where the mayor needs clout.
Well, I think as people hear the news that a Philadelphia labor leader and Philadelphia mayor are under investigation, there's probably a collective shrug from the rest of the state.
That's David Patty, a veteran Harrisburg political consultant. He says if the news doesn't get worse for Kenney, meaning there aren't reports that the feds are zeroing in on him, he'll keep his credibility in the Capitol. In Philadelphia, no one's calling for Kenney's head, but some have noted an unsettling parallel. In 2003, FBI agents brought search warrants and carted boxes out of the office of one of then-Mayor John Street's top fundraisers, Ron White, not unlike the events of 3 weeks ago with Dougherty. Kenney says if anyone thinks this is similar...
I'm sorry they feel that way. That doesn't cast a shadow over the efforts that we're making to decrease poverty in the city, get kids a good education, and get kids a great life. I mean, I'm going to continue to do that every day, and all these other distractions are what they are.
Another place to look for impact is on City Council, where Dougherty holds enormous influence. Council Majority Leader Bobby Heenan is a paid employee of Dougherty's union. Heenan's office was also raided by the FBI. Will other council members try and challenge Heenan's position and the influence of Dougherty and his union? Council members contacted were reluctant to criticize Heenan or Dougherty or say much of anything publicly. They note that federal investigations can take years and may or may not lead to charges. In the meantime, Dougherty will be around and powerful, in part because his union's political committee is the biggest spending PAC in Pennsylvania. Political consultant Maurice Floyd says other politicians under investigation can find it hard to raise money and maintain their clout. For example, when under indictment and awaiting trial, former Philadelphia Congressman Shaka Fatah struggled to raise campaign funds. But Dougherty is different.
He doesn't have to really go out to raise money. You know, Johnny Doc's funding comes from his members, so he's in a different position altogether.
Finally, there's the potential impact on Philadelphia's labor movement. Last year, Dougherty became general manager of the Building Trades Council. Philadelphia AFL-CIO President Pat Iding, who did not back Dougherty for that post, says he's thrown himself into the job, being a tireless ambassador for union labor in the city.
He's promoting to developers that it's a better day to do business here. Now, John has a sense of business. He knows how to sit down and say, you know, what is it you need and what can we do to get him?
There's another side to Dougherty's energy which may not be so positive for the trade's image. In February, he got into a job site confrontation where fists were thrown. Iding says his people aren't so worried about that.
First of all, some people probably look up to him because the guy deserved a smack in the mouth because of what he was saying about John's family. I mean, we got professional football players getting into brawls in clubs where labor's involved. The FBI and those folks are going to take a whole different look at it.
In any case, there's little doubt that the investigation will be a distraction for Dougherty, which could affect his work in labor matters. Maurice Floyd, the Philadelphia consultant, says the political impact on Mayor Kenney and others may be muted for a while because it's August and players are less engaged, and because no one seems to have any idea where this investigation is going.
I mean, it's a pretty big story, but, you know, I mean, there's just really no way of wrapping your hand around this thing. You just sort of just wait and see.
Dave Davies, WHYY News.